This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The top Republican in the Colorado House has resigned, effective immediately, citing the vitriol at the end of the special legislative session last month, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Former House Minority Leader Rose Puglisi had a very public falling out with top Democrats over allegations that she covered up for inappropriate conduct by a GOP colleague. Puglisi denies the allegation and said the last day of the special session was sad and disappointing, and that it's become a toxic environment at the Capitol. She's a single mom and says she wants to prioritize her two children.
When I came back from special session, and then obviously everything that's happening, this happened last week, my kids really want me home more, and they want me to spend more time with them.
Puglisi represented parts of Colorado Springs, but plans to move back to Mesa County. A vacancy committee will fill her House seat. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The federal government is now reimbursing Colorado hunters for non-toxic ammunition. Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more.
Hunters at 13 U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service refuges this fall can get up to $100 in gift cards for two boxes of lead-free ammunition. That's almost double the seven refuges in the first year, and it now includes one spot in the Mountain West, the Camas National Wildlife Refuge in Idaho, for elk hunting. Federal officials say the program encourages hunters to try other ammo, like copper bullets, that reduce the risk of lead poisoning by scavenging wildlife. But Aaron Kindle says the transition can take some getting used to. He's an avid hunter in Colorado and works for the National Wildlife Federation.
It's not just you just put a different bullet in and you go shoot it. You have to go to the range, sight it in, see how your gun acts with it.
So Kindle says the monetary nudge helps. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And this is CPR News in KRCC.